It was a night blacker than a banshee's heart. The freezing breath of the Atlantic whistled me towards an isolated bar, a roadhouse deep in the bowels of a Mayo bog. One Michael James Flaherty's, licensed to sell beer, wine, and spirits 7 days a week. Not a soul around. Just this beautiful girl, singing to an empty bar.
To Mr. Seamus Mulroy, wine and spirit dealer, Castle Bar.
One, one, two, one, two.
6 yards of stuff for to make a yellow gown. Lace boots and long heels sent down from the town. A hat for a wedding, a fine-toothed comb, and barrels of porter for Jim Farrell's home. Jugs for the whiskey, turf for the fire. The dark of the lonesome west shelters desire. Awake at the Cassidy's, Mulrani's gone mad. All that I've wanted, I've never had. Oh, but the longing, my heart beats so free. Everything brings out the wanting in me.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad drinks list for a special occasion. A hat for a wedding, but whose? She didn't sound too keen about this up-and-coming event. Anyhow, next thing you know, there's this guy coming in. He's been snooping around all this time. Seems sorta keen on the young lady.
Where's himself? I stood a while outside wondering what I have a right to pass on or to walk in and see you, Peggy and Mike.
It's above at the crossroads he is, meeting Philly Cullen and Jimmy Farrell, and a few are going along with him to Kate Cassidy's wake.
And he's going that length in the dark night?
And leaving me lonesome on the scruff of the hill. Isn't it long the nights are now, Sean Keogh, to be leaving a poor girl with her own self counting the hours to the dawn of day?
If it is, when Father Riley weds us in a short while, you'll have no call to complain. And I with the song and all written for the occasion. Where's the drum machine gone at all?
You're making mighty certain, Seanine, that I'll wed you now.
Ah, no, Peggy, don't be saying that, and the weight of passion I have for you.
Test you, one, two, huh? Here we are. That's it now! That's it now! Woohoo!
Oh, Peggy, you're my only true desire. Oh, Peggy, can't you see this bite on fire? And Peggy, I know you like me, I can tell. Woo! And Peggy, I can hear those wedding bells. Sanctuary! Coming, I know it's on the way, and we'll be married. Oh, hey.
Now, will you stop tormenting me with Father Riley and the dispensations from the Holy Father? That'll quieten your mood now.
But I need to be practicing now, Peggy.
You do indeed, Sean Keogh. And don't you hear me asking you what way I'll spend these 12 hours of dark and not take my death with the fear?
Would I fetch you the Widow Quinn, maybe?
Is it the like of that murderer? You will not.
Well, then I'm thinking your father will stop along with you. For it'll be a long night time, and there's a fellow above in the furs groaning wicked like a maddening dog, the way it's good cause you have to be fearing now.
What's that? Is it a man you've seen?
I couldn't see him at all, but I heard him groaning out and breaking his heart.
And you never went near to see was he hurt?
I did not, Piggy, Mike. It was a dark, lonesome place to be. They're coming at the door. Wish now.
Ah, wish yourself. Who is it only Philly and Jimmy the Stooks?
I can hear your father in it too.
God bless you.
God bless all here.
God bless you.
God bless you kindly.
Here now, little decent Bendetta, go, Charlene, and give over your crone, am I right, Philly?
Oh, that's right, Jimmy. Give me a hand up there now.
And how is it you are, Sean Kyo? Are you coming over to Kate Cassidy's wake?
I am not, Michael James. I'm going home the shortcut to my bed.
He's right too. And have you no shame, Dad, to be going the whole night and leaving myself alone in the bar with the dogs barking and my own teeth rattling? My own teeth rattling with the fear.
Easy, boys. Huh? Well, it's a queer daughter you are if you'd have me coming home backwards to the Stooks if the dead women would have dropped taken.
And the Stooks.
That's when the Stooks come crawling.
Wish, Letchy. It's a queer father be leaving me lonesome here these 12 hours of dark.
Ara, what is there to hurt you? And you're a fine, hearty girl, but not the head of any two men in the place, lad.
Isn't there Danine Sullivan knocked the eye out of a peeler? And Marcus Quinn, who got 6 months for rustling sheep?
9 months he got now.
Listen, six. And the harvest boys with their tongues red for drink. And the 10 tinkers camped in the glen. And the thousand militia scouring the land. There's lots, surely, to hurt me, Jimmy the Stooks. Farrell.
All right.
You gotta admit the lady had a point. It wasn't all law-abiding citizenry roaming around these parts, but nothing was going to compete with the rivers of free booze to be had, lamenting over Kate Cassidy's corpse. So it looked like there wasn't a taker for the role of Lady Protector. That was until the mangy cur in the furs below crawled out of the ditch and into the bar.
God save all here.
God save you,
God save you kindly.
It's the queer dying fellow.
Who is he at all?
He's a wicked looking young fellow.
They're heading him.
I trouble you for a glass of porter, woman of the house. I'm destroyed walking.
You're one of the tinkers is beyond camped in the glen.
I am not. But I'm destroyed walking.
Let you come up then to the fire. You're looking famished with the cold.
God reward you.
He has a queer thirst in him.
He's from the south, I'd say that, lad.
Aye.
Is it often the police to be coming into this place, master of the house?
Remember the police once spying on me?
It's a safe house, so.
Huh? Huh? Is it yourself is fearing the police? You're on the run, maybe?
Well, there's many on the run.
Many, surely.
Try him again, Michael James.
Did you impersonate someone?
Or marry three wives, maybe?
Heavens above!
Was it agents?
Or larceny itself?
Where are you from, Mr. Honey? Funny, I've not seen your face before. Rest a while here, Mr. Honey. We don't turn strangers from our door. Did the bailiffs and the peelers and the broken harvest see to you? Did you run away and soldier with the boars? Was it burglary, a butchery, a bigamy that drove you here? Well, tell us more.
I'm just a poor orphan traveller. A poor orphan traveller has hanging before him, and hell's gap waiting below. Maybe it was something big.
Tell us more, Mr. Honey.
I never left my own parish till last Tuesday was a week.
Ach.
I forget him so.
Probably just as well.
No story here. He's done nothing, so If you didn't commit murder or a bad nasty thing or butchery or the like, there isn't anything that'd be worth your trouble to run from now. You did nothing at all.
You're not speaking the truth.
Not speaking the truth, is it? Would you have me knock the head of you with the butt of a mic stand?
Oh, now that's what I call headbanging.
She'll do it too.
Ah, no, Peggy.
Don't strike me. I killed my poor father last Tuesday for doing the like of that.
Is it killed your father?
Now, there's a daring fellow.
There was a hanging crime, Mr. Honey. You should have had good reason for doing the like of that.
Oh, he was a dirty man. God forgive him. Getting old and crusty, the way I couldn't put up with him at all.
And you shot him dead?
It was with a lie.
Huh? A lie?
A lie?
Huh?
That'd do queer damage.
Come here to me. That lad's a wonder of the Western world.
Bravery's a treasure in a lonesome place, and a lad would kill his father, I'm thinking, would face a foxy devil with a pitchfork and the flags of hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth they're saying, Da. And if I had that lad in the house, I wouldn't be fearing the loosed khaki cutthroats or the walking dead.
Would you think it well to stop here, Mr. Honey, if we gave you good wages and didn't destroy you at the way to work?
That'd be a queer kind to bring into a decent, quiet household with the like of you, Peggy and Mike.
Who's speaking to you?
A murderer, the like of
Wisht, I'm saying. You'd have a right to stop, I'm thinking, young fella. For we do our all and utmost to contend your needs, and you, destroyed, walking with your whole skin needing washing like a Wicklow sheep.
It's a nice place. And if it's not humbugging me, ye are. I'm thinking I'll surely stay.
Hey, now, by the grace of God, herself will be safe this night, huh?
But the man killed his father, holding danger from the door.
Is right, Philly. And let you come on now, Michael James, or they'll have the best stuff drunk at the wake.
Good night to you now.
Begging your pardon, mister. What name will we call you, for we'd like to know?
Oh, Christopher Mahon.
Well, God bless you, Christy, and a good rest till we meet again when the sun will be rising to the noon of day.
Well, God bless you all.
God bless you.
Bless you now.
Bless you.
Be some wake, huh? The poor woman.
A father slayer, huh? There's a turn up, huh?
Peggy and Mike, will I stay?
Go on.
But wasn't the father right?
Go on to Father Riley and let him put you in the Holy Brotherhoods and leave that lad to me.
If Father Riley
go
will...
Go on, I'm saying. Let you stretch out now by the fire, ye young fella. You should be destroyed travelling.
Oh, I'm tired, surely. Walking wild 11 days and waking fearful in the night.
Let me help you with those. And the socks, too. You should have had great people in your family, I'm thinking, with the little small feet you have.
We were great, surely, with wild and windy acres of rich Munster land.
And you a fine, handsome fellow with a rich, noble brow.
Is it me?
Did you never hear that from the young girls where you're from?
Oh, they're bloody liars where I grew a man.
You've said the like of that in every cotton cabin where you've met a young girl on your way.
I've said it no place till this night, I'm telling you. And I've seen none the like of you the 11 days I'm walking this world.
Huh. If you weren't destroyed travelling, you'd have as much talk and streeling, I'm thinking, as the poets of the Dingle Bay. And I've heard all times its poets are your like.
You've a power of rings, God bless you. And would there be any offence in asking? Are you single now? Oh, glory! It's late for knocking in this last while. I'm in terror of the peelers and the walking dead.
Who's there?
Me.
Who's me?
Me.
Go on now with your supper and let on and be sleepy. What ails you? Huh? What is it you're wanting at this hour of the night?
God bless you all on this cold and stilly night. Father Riley spoke of you. I'm the Widow Quinn, and there's something I should say. I've got my eye on you. Skipper shaved, ha! And thruppence for to smoke. I've got my eye on you.
Mister.
God save you kindly.
Well, aren't you the smiling young fellow? But there's great temptation in a man did slay his dare. It isn't fitting, says the priestin, to have his likeness lodging with an orphaned girl. So we'd best be going, young fellow. Rise up now and come along with me.
He'll not stir. I'll not have him stolen off and kidnapped.
Do you hear her now, young fellow? Do you hear the way she'll be roaring at you before the week is gone?
Tell her to go into her pigsty and not plague us here.
Oh, I'm going, but he'll come with me.
Go on from this.
But it's lonesome this hour crossing the hill. Let me stretch out on the settled so, Peggy and Mike, and himself can lie by the hearth.
Quit off, or I will send you now.
Well, isn't youth a terror? God bless you now, young fellow, and let you be wary. For there's right torment will await you here if you go romancing with her like. And she waiting only, as they bade me say, for a dispensation to be wed to Sean Q of Killakeen. Ah, man, man, man.
Man! Man!
What was that she's after saying?
Lies and blather.
You're not wedding him at all.
I wouldn't wed him if a bishop came walking for to join us here.
No. God in glory may be thanked for that.
Now, there's your bed now. I've put a quilt upon you after quilting with me own two hands, and may God give you a rest, Christy Mahan, till I call you in the morning when the cock crows. Oh.
May God and Mary and St. Patrick bless you and reward you for your kindly talk.
Now, there you go. Nice and comfy.
Well now, there's a turnip. Against all odds, Christy managed to get rid of his old man, land himself a job, a clean, soft bed, and have two fine women fighting over him. One of them a killer, mind. Of course, the widow had offed her husband with a rusty pick, a sneaky kind of murder. Won her little glory with the boys. And as he drifted off to sleep in fresh linen, he must have been thinking to himself, I should have killed the old man years ago.
Glory be to God, would you look at all those glasses? One, two, half a hundred beyond. 10 there, a score that's above, 80 jugs, 6 cups, 2 plates, a power of glasses, of bottles, a schoolmaster be hard set to count, and enough in them, I'm thinking, to drunken all the wealth and wisdom of the County Clare.
Yeah, Christy reckoned he'd dropped anchor in a safe haven. A place where he could hang out with ordinary swearing Christians, smoke pipes and do nothing except sing the odd song and fill the odd glass. And while he reflected on his good fortune in one of them looking glasses, his celebrity status spread like wildfire. And what do you know? There was a bunch of groupies coming right his way.
Come on, quick, while she's away.
Is it Peggy on her return? Oh, no. Stranger girls. Oh, God, help me. Oh, where'll I hide myself and my long neck naked to the world?
Oh. Oh, there's nobody in it.
We'll never set our eyes now when a man killed his father and we after rising early.
Oh, is that blood there?
Did you never read the way murdered men do bleed and drip?
I cannot see him anywhere.
Maybe he's a playboy.
He must have disappeared in haste.
Out the door.
What a waste.
Must have done a runner.
That boy has flown.
He's in Belmollet by now.
Wished I think he slept right here.
Yes, he's just a playboy.
And been walking in these boots
for miles and miles.
Whitey sandy boots
from a beach in Westport.
Surely he's the boy.
He's looking at you
right
now.
There's someone inside the room.
Yes, I am. I'm Christy Mann. Is it me you came to see? Well, Peggy's out milking nanny goats for me tea. I've spent the night by warm firelight in hospitality. What do you want with me?
Is it true you killed your dad?
A thousand welcomes to you.
Destroyed him with a lie.
He brought some eggs and milk.
Left him cold and dead.
And a pat of butter.
Well, you're some boy.
And a cut of cake.
Feel this full and fattened breast.
Crushed up by the curate.
Is that a looking glass I see?
In the dead of night.
Ooh, such vanity.
Let him tell his story.
Transparently.
We want to know it all now.
Yes, I'm bad. I killed me dad. Destroyed him with a lie. I wonder to this western world I am. But I fasted since last night. God, the hunger's fierce in me. So I'll have your butter, eggs, and jam.
Well, I never seen to this day a man with a looking glass held to his back. Them that kills their fathers is a vain lot, surely.
Sarah Tenzie, Susan Brady, Honor Blake. What in glory has ye here?
That's the man killed his father.
Yes, it's Christy Mann. He'll be racing the Strands today, and you can bet your dowries that he'll win. Mann! Are you fasting or fed, young fellow?
Oh, fasting, if you please.
Well, you're the lot. Stir up now and give him his breakfast.
Quick.
Let you tell us your story now before Peggy will come.
Oh, it's a long story. You'd be destroyed listening.
Oh, don't be letting on to be shy. A fine, gamey, treacherous lad the like of you. Was it in your house you cracked his skull?
Oh, it was not. We were digging spuds in his stony devil's patch of a field.
And you went asking him for money?
I did not. Oh, I was digging and digging and, "You squinting idiot," says he, "let you walk down now and tell the priest you'll marry the widow Casey in a score of days."
And what kind was she?
A walking terror. Oh.
So, you hit him then?
I did not. "I won't wear," says I, "when all know she suckled me at her own breast, and she a hag today with a tongue on her as the crows and seabirds scattered."
Oh. And you killed him then?
I did not. "She's too good for you," says he. "I'll have the devil making garters of your limbs tonight." "You will not, if I can help it," says I. And with that, the sun came out between the cloud and the hill. "God have mercy on your soul," says he, lifting the sigh. "And on yours," says I, raising the lie.
Oh, that's a grand story.
He tells it lovely.
Then he gave a drive with the sigh. And I gave a leap to the east. Then I turned around with my back to the north, and I hit a blow on the ridge of his skull, laid him out, and he split to the knob of his gullet.
Oh, God bless you, well, you're the lad for sure.
A second husband for a widow, true.
Lift him from his knees and bring him to the beach. All bets, my boy, on you. Man, man, man.
Come on to the sport below. The leapin's beginning, and we have a jockey suit to fit on you for the mule race on the sands.
Will Peggy be there?
Of course.
Then I'll be going to her now.
I'll be along shortly. For I appear to have left my purse in my abode.
Now, the widow Quinn didn't have no purse, but she sure as hell had a thirst, and the bar had just been left unattended.
An empty bar. I don't mind if I do.
As for Christy Mann, they'd just made him a jockey, and the girl's petticoats were riding high. I bet he was running scared. Look, maybe it's time I set the record straight. You see, news of his old man's demise had been somewhat overstated. Some cat's got 9 lives, and his old dad been tracking that lame fool for 10 days with a rage in his heart, vengeance in his soul, and mild concussion.
Now, if the worst comes in the end of all, it'll be a great game to see there's none to pity him but a widow woman the like of me has buried her children and destroyed her man. Oh, well, glory be. Philly Cullen and Jimmy Farrell are the Stooks. Come from the wake with their eyes on stalks and their tongues red for more drink. Ah, they'll be near an hallucination, I'm thinking.
Oh, well, stick on the back and track there for a little wee, give it a day's and less.
Tis how you're a bit in early for your gig tonight, Stookie.
Sound check, widow. One, two. Yeah, sound check, sound. Now, I know you may be exercising your vocal strings with us now.
Go on, the widow.
Did you hear about the Stooks from Dublin?
I did.
And the Liverpool boy made a show with people who once walked the world. White Scots and black ones.
What that? Now?
Yellow and grey.
You have it.
Some skulls with full teeth.
Yeah, but
and some without one.
Now that's when the Stooks arrive.
I've seen you looking better, Philly. Did you meet a ghost along the way or what? Same again, boys.
We will. And it's no lie, maybe, for there's a graveyard beyond my house with the remnants of a man has ties as long as your arm. And every Sunday I put him together for fun. And he with shiny bones you wouldn't see the like of these days in the cities of the world.
You wouldn't, is it? Lay your eyes on that skull and tell me where there was another the like of it, is splintered only by the blow of a lie.
Is it the bones rose from the dead, Philly?
No, he's not tall enough.
He's all right, so thanks be to God.
Glory be to God who hit you tall. That's a savage gash you have in your head.
It was my own son hit me. Huh? And amn't I a great wonder to think I've traced him 10 days with that rent in my crown?
Well, there's wonders hidden in the heart of men.
Tell me, did you see a young lad passing this way in the early morning or the fall of night?
You're a queer kind to walk in and not salute.
Did you see him, I'm saying?
What kind was he?
An ugly young streeler with a murderous garb on him.
Fond of the girls?
What? Girls? He'd run a mile if he saw a red petticoat.
Fond of the drink.
He'd get drunk on the smell of a pint. An ugly low fella.
Dark.
Dark and dirty.
I'm thinking I seen him.
An ugly young blackguard.
Oh, hideous, fearful villain.
And the spit of you.
Really? What ways he fled?
Gone over the hills to catch a steamer to the north or south.
Could I pull up on him now?
If you cross the sands below where the tide is out, you'll be in it as quick as himself, for he had to go round by the top of the bay. Give him a good vengeance now and you catch up on him. I think I need another one after this.
Fill him up round the house again.
You are at some gaming with the Quinn, but I'll walk after him now and I'll see if he's raven or not.
If you go near that monster loon, let you be wary of your head.
Philly, you're a foolish and a conceited man. How could that madman have his sense in his brain pan sliz?
What's all the roaring going on beyond? Huh? Or is my ears haunted too?
They're cheering the young fellow, the champion playboy of the Western world.
Philly, our gig at the races, forgetting we were. Will you come on?
I've money on him. Here, grab the PA quick. Mount there on the hot bench under the window, Jimmy. And we'll have a view of the whole place. Are we on with you?
If your mule comes in, we most certainly are, Philly. Now, pull me up like the gentleman you are till we observe the scene.
Great day for it here and now, for this the finest mule race on the card, and we have a new entry at number 7, and that's Christy Mahon, a jockey from Munster. Nothing else known about him, but he seems to have won the crowd and is odds-on favourite to win the crown in glory. They're hurrying now to beat the tide on a frisky and fast mule would kick the stars, and they're off! There's one in the front and another one last. Hard to tell who's who at this distance, but it looks like the young Munster jockey is in the lead. And now from the point, he's leading. Who is he at all?
He's the champion of the Western world, Philly, I'm telling you. And there isn't a thing isn't far and lucky to him this day.
They're pressing him now.
He'll win it, Jay.
Take your time, Jimmy Farrell. It's too soon to say.
Watch him taking the gate. He's cleared it. There's right.
More power to the young lad.
He's passing the third marker now, and it looks like he could lick them yet.
He'd lick them if there was 20 other mules in it, Philly. Would you look at the mule he has kicking the stairs?
Oh, there was a joke. Oh, he's fallen.
He's mounted again!
Oh, Faith, he's passing them all! He's fairly skelping her now, and the mountain girl's all whooshing him on! Coming up to the last turn now, the post is cleared for them now, but look at the narrow place he'll be into the fall! Good rider, he's through! He's neck and neck! Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye! I don't believe it! He's in!
Come on till we collect our winnings, Philly.
You're some boy, Philly Cullen. Wait for me.
Next year I'll be drinking on me this evening.
Well, blow me down. That useless streel, to quote his da, was cheered in the zigzags of the road. Winning all round and bringing bankrupt ruin on the roulette man and the trick of the loop man and even broke the nose of the cockshot man. Maybe old Mahon had him wrongly figured all these years, cause every girl on the sands that day had her heart set on the champion playboy of the Western world. But he only had eyes for Peggy'n. And there they were, running back to her father's bar, about as quick as their young hearts could carry them. Trouble was, though, I wasn't the only one that had spotted him.
Take your ease or I let fall your wealth of prizes.
Oh, I have race left in me yet. Woo!
Well, you're the lad when you could win that wealth of prizes and you sweating in the heat of noon.
Oh, you'd say it was little only I did this day if you'd seen me a while since striking my one single blow.
You'll have great times from this day out.
Oh, I'll have great times should I be winning you now, Peggy. Like,
aren't you the daring one? You'll be starting to some girl in your own townland in 4 months or five.
Starting from you, is it?
I'd be nice, though, is it?
Oh, if the mitred bishop seen you, they'd be like the holy prophets, straining the bars of paradise to lay eyes on the Lady Helen of Troy.
Mm. If that's the truth, I'll be burning candles from this day out to the miracles of God that have brought you from the south today. And I, with my gowns bought ready, the way I can wed you and not wait at all. There's my father coming from the wake. We'll tell him when he's had his sleep.
Oh, stick your hand in your pocket there, Sean Cogan.
I will not then, and ye after cleaning out the bookies.
He's right, Sean.
The blessing of God and the holy angels on your head, young fellow. I hear tell you're after winning all in the sports below. Mm. But you won't best Michael James in the singing now.
Will I not then?
You will not then. And isn't it a shame I didn't bear you along with me to Kate Cassidy's wake? Yes. For you'd never see the match of it for flows of drink, with men stretched out, retching and speechless on the holy stones.
Speechless?
Is right, Jimmy.
Is that the truth now?
It is then. And I'm still able to sing after it.
Is?
And look beyond now at that shy Christian Seanine Keogh I've chosen for my daughter's hand.
Now for your young fellow.
And I, after getting the gilded dispensation for to wed them now.
Oh, you'll be wedding them this day, is it?
Aye. Father Riley's after reading it in Gallus Latin. And it's, come in the nick of time, says he, so I'll wed them in a hurry, dreading that young Christy fellow who'd capsized the stairs.
Well, he's missed his nick of time. For it's Christy Mahon I'm wedding now.
What?
Hmm?
You'll be making him a son to me, and he wet and crushed it with his father's blood.
Aye. Wouldn't it be a bitter thing for a girl to go marrying the like of Seanine, a middling kind of scarecrow with no fine words or savagery in him at all?
But have you no mind of my weight of passion and the holy dispensation and the drift of heifers I'm given and the golden ring?
I'm thinking you're too fine for the like of me, Sean Keogh Killikeen. Let you go off now till you find a radiant lady with droves of bullocks. That'd be more your like.
Won't you hear me telling
you? Quit off from this, Seanine Keogh. Or I'll maybe add another murder to my deeds today.
Oh, go on, Seanine.
Will you go on, you fool, Seanine, and fight him?
But he's a leaping savage. Will I strike him with my hand?
No, with the lie there on your western side.
I'd be afeard of the gallows if I struck him with that.
Then I'll make you face the gallows.
You take up the lie, Christy.
I'm thinking, Michael James, you wouldn't want to have that quaking blackguard in your house at all. Give us your blessing now.
Bless us now, da. For I swear to God I'll wed him and not renege.
Boys, something appropriate on this special occasion.
Throw me over that microphone now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the will of God, I'm thinking, that all should rear up lengthy families for the nurture of the earth, and I'd sooner face the grave untimely than go peopling my bedside with puny weeds the likes you'd breed, I'm thinking, out of Sean Keogh. And there falls the jewel of the world, and a man that split his father's middle with a single clout should have the bravery of ten.
That's right. Amen to that.
And so may God and Mary and St. Patrick bless you and increase you on this mortal day.
Where is he?
Oh. Take a pew, man. Welcome to the church.
Where is he, I'm saying?
Oh. They say he has risen and sits at the right hand of the Lord Almighty.
Give over your fooling. Where is he now? Christy Mahon.
That's the madman was here earlier with his brain pan split.
Oh, God save me. Da!
There you are, you snivelling mongrel.
It's the walking spirit of my murder, da!
His sanctity is defiled.
I'll show you murder. Come on, the Stooks. Huh? What are you waiting for? An orchestra?
Ten bloody days and nights, my head split open wide. I cursed you and I damned you, I tracked you low and high. Gonna blacken you with patience, boy, then you're gonna die.
Oh, he's a raving maniac, save me!
You're good for nothing!
Give me oh, what is it all? What is it all?
does it drive you to torment me here?
Rise up to retribution!
Oh, stop that, will you? Who are you, Tall?
His father. God forgive me.
Locked up by the peelers, I threw away the key. Pray to every devil to come and set me free. Gonna scalp you till you're black and blue for what you've done to me.
Oh. Is it rose from the dead?
Do you think I look so easy quenched with the tap of a lie?
He's not my father, in the name of the Almighty God.
Leave God out of it. Would you happen sending down droughts and favours on the old hen and the cholera morbus?
It's lies you told, Christy Mahon. Letting on you had him slitted and you don't know.
He's not my father.
You're a liar. The Widow Quinn seen him this day.
You likely knew.
Yeah, no.
Oh, himself is the liar. Lying stretched out with an open head in him, letting on he was dead.
And to think of the coaxing glory we had given him, and he after doing nothing but hitting a soft blow and chasing northward in a sweat of fear. Take him on from this, for I think bad the world should see me raving for a monster liar the like of him.
That's
liar.
Right now. That's
come
right.
On now, no. Boy. If you wouldn't have the company here, see you scalped.
You've seen my doings this day, Peggy.
Oh, you've seen your doings. Take him on from this.
Come here to me.
Leave me go.
Shut your gullet and come with me.
I'm going, but I'll stretch you first.
Whipped by my tormentors till my skin was raw with sores. Been mixing with the fools of earth, the dirty screeching sows. The time for retribution's here now, let me show you how.
He's going mad!
Find yourself!
Run from the idiot!
I'll back the old one!
Hold up a while, he's letting go of the lie.
He's done it this time. He's after killing the owl fella.
God between us and all harm, there isn't a stir out of him.
He's an animal.
A murdering animal.
God, our father, you bring us to birth. Your providence guides our lives by your command. We return to dust.
Amen. Pegeen. Pegeen. And what is it you'll say to me, Pegeen Mike, after I've done it this time in the face of all?
I'll say a strange man is a marvel, but there's a great gap between a gallous story and a dirty deed.
Come over here now, Pegeen, and lay out this poor misfortunate.
They're turning against you, young fellow. Come along with me before it's too late.
I will not then, Widow Quinn. What would it be my lifetime if I left Pegeen?
I'm after hearing them saying they'll hang him.
Oh, you're jealous too now, is it? Of her wedding me. I'll go on from this to two of ye.
Harriet's in the madhouse, so you should be.
Is the old lad killed surely, Philly?
I'm after feeling the last gasps quitting his heart.
There's rope now for ye.
Twist the hangman's knot in that jimmy and slip it over his head.
Let you do it, John Inkyo. You're the soberest of all that's here.
He's rich. Me? But he's the wickedest and worst with me. Let you do it, Peggy and Mike.
Come on, so.
Christy, won't you listen to an old widow now?
Leave off, Widow Quinn.
Christy?
Peggy.
Bow down your lovely head, Christy, till we place the laurels on your noble brow.
I'm the champion playboy. Take the noose off me!
Come on to the peelers till they stretch your neck!
I'll not stir!
Take him on from this, or a lot of us will be likely put on trial for his deed.
Cut this rope, Peggy, and I'll quit the lot of you.
And leave us to hang, is it? Take him out of it!
Put another twist on his neck!
Twist yourself!
I'm afeard of him! Lift the lighted sod, Peggy, and scorch his leg! Ah! He's bitten my leg! I'll surely die!
You will then, Sean Keogh.
And you can pave a welcome for me in hell, so for I'm thinking Satan hasn't many have killed our fathers in Kerry and in Mayo too.
Bring the lighted sod, will you begin?
Scorch his shins! Yes! Scorch his shins!
God help him so.
Oh, you scorched me, Peggy! Oh, glory be to God! Oh.
Yeah, it was looking like a bad end swinging at the butt of a rope for one of the man boys. But some cats got nine lives, and those man cats, hell, they couldn't even kill each other. Sure, they'd had their differences down through the years, but family is family. The band is the band, and no jumped-up covers gang never went further than a wedding in Belmullet was going to do a man boy in.
Would you look what's come up from the floor? It's the walking spirit of his murdered dad.
He's right, Jimmy. And his brain pan split.
Da!
Christy.
Are you coming to be killed a third time or what ails ya?
For what is it they have you tied?
They're taking me to the peelers to have me hanged for slaying you.
Have they now? Be handing over that lead guitar. No, man of the house.
No, Mr. Man. It is the will of God to protect one's own. And what would my piggeen be doing if I was ruined or hanged itself?
It's little I care if you put a sack on her back and sent her picking cockles till the hour of death. Come on up here to this stage now, son, till we show him how it's done. Take that rope off him, let ye.
Take it easy, boss.
One, two. Is this all, man of the house? Worse than useless. My son and myself will be going our own way now. And we'll have great times from this out, singing tales of the villainy of Mayo and the fools is here. Come on now, Christy. We're in G.
Accompany you, is it? My honour as well? Good. I will then, da. Like a gallant captain with his heathen slave, for I'm master of all ceremonies now, da.
Is it you, son? Is it really you?
Not a word, da. Just sing it. It's just sing.
Well, glory be to God. I must be crazy again. Sing it!
Gone, Philly.
Gone is right, Jimmy.
Oh, glory be.
Be throwing me over that case there. What do you reckon?
Well, them man boys can play, Philly. Them boys is real playboys, bad zest to them.
Will we be needing a rehearsal, so?
Till the dawn of day, Philly. Till the dawn of day. We all right here, Michael James?
All right, anywhere at all, Jimmy, anywhere at all.
Now mind that snare there, Jimmy.
By the will of God, we'll have pace now for our drinks. Will you draw the porter, Peggy?
Let you not take it badly, Peggy. It's the like of me only you'd suit. A quiet, simple fellow wouldn't raise a hand to you if you scratched itself.
Quit my sight.
And isn't it a miracle Father Riley can wed us now in the end of all? We'll have none to trouble us from this day out once his vicious bite is healed.
Quit my sight, will you?
You've cut me, you have. You're a walking terror. You've a scarlet devil in you.
Good man, Shawnee. Oh, get your blue bull from Steve to give it a lick and you'll be right as rain in no time.
Oh, my grief. Oh, my grief. I've lost
him. And there you have it. Those Mahan boys hit the road, hooked up with the Limerick girls, and played themselves paralytic from dusk until dawn. The Widow Quinn kept taking souls to Hades in such a way they kind of enjoyed the trip, if you know what I'm saying. And Sean Keogh, well, he never came within an ass's roar of Peggy'n again. Yeah. And when her old man died, the place just went to hell. But Peggy'n didn't seem to care. She just kept on serving and kept on singing. She didn't just sing the blues. Peggy'n was the blues. So here's to you, Peggy'n Mike. And here's to the Stooks. Here's to anyone who ever got lost on the bogs of North Mayo. All you wonders of the Western world. You poets, preachers, pirates, palers, and any man who ever filled his belly running contrary to the English law.
Oh, my grief. I've lost him, surely. I've lost the only playboy of the Western world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Peggy'n Mike and the Playboys of the Western World.
Oh my, my sorrow, now I've lost you for all time. No more tomorrow, yesterday it was fine. Nobody here hold a candle to you now, my playboy of the Western world. We had it all, the heavens by our side, my playboy of the Western world. We walked tall, eyes open wide, my playboy.